I wonder about my relationship sometimes with Emer. Last time it was who gets into the bed on the left-hand side, who gets into the bed on the right-hand side, and when you're lying on it, are you on the opposite side if you're lying on your back? And now it's pergolas versus pergolas. And you guys aren't short of getting involved in that conversation yourselves. Have a listen. These are some voice notes already in.
Hi, Neil. I lived abroad for 25 years in Singapore and in Dubai, and we always called it pergola. My husband built one in the garden, pergola, and he's from Longford and he calls it a pergola. So there's definitely no notions attached to that. And I only ever heard of pergola when I moved back home. My friends say, oh, we're doing a pergola in the garden. And I always thought they were incorrect, but obviously I never pointed it out. But yeah, we are pergola the whole way.
Well said, Imelda. It's 3-1 now, lads. Well done. And you just were, you know, you were just too well mannered to correct your friends who didn't know any better. Okay, so 3-1.
It's definitely pergola, and anyone that says any different need to be sectioned.
Nice one, Ian. It's 3-2, lads. We're making a comeback. Hang on, there's no audio on this. Maybe it's because it says pergola. No, Katrina's empty, guys, so I'll come back to me on that one. Here's Deirdre.
I'm with you, Neil. Pergola. Always say it.
What is it now? 3-3, is it? 4-3. Am I ahead? I'm ahead. 4-3.
No, because I got two. I got...
No, you got three.
Clodagh, and I got the two together. The Gardener's World, the expert, yeah, and four. Then Peter Dowdall.
Okay, it's 4-4. Okay, 4-4. Hang on a second.
It's pergola.
Oh, yeah, damn it. 5-4 against me. One more, hang on. Rebecca, come on. Come on, do me right.
It's 100% called a pergola.
Stop.
I don't know what the other word is, but it's 100% a pergola.
5-5. Okay. 5-5. I'm making a comeback. No, extra time.
No, there's more coming in there now. I have a question for you. So what is the traditional...
I've no time now.
What's the traditional flat bottom rowing boat in canals, used in canals in Venice?
A corok.
Go on.
A pagoda.
What is it? You don't even know what it is.
A canoe.
No.
I'm trying to think of any other word.
Go on.
Is it?
It's a gondola. It's not a gondola.
It's a gondola.
It's a gondola.
Yeah. What's that got to do? That's a completely different subject.
Thank
for
you, Charlotte, as well, for pointing that out. She said
it's 5-4.
It's not. It's 6-4. And there's more coming in. Right. We'll see how it is by 12 o'clock.
It's 5-4.
How is it 5-4? Who gave... Okay, well, right. We'll see. We'll call it at 12 o'clock.
There's the secret to a happy marriage or a radio marriage is keep my mouth shut and agree with everything.
But you know what? It's actually a good topic. We might start doing this, right? Workplace dramas, like, because they're going on for years, you know, where people argue a case, you know...
You have a slight point there when you say gondola, I have to say. I have to give you that. I'm man enough to give you that.
Yeah. There, thank you.
No, I'm not saying you're right. I'm just saying it kind of slightly weakens my argument. But having said that, you know, I'm good for another 20 minutes. Voice note, please. Same text line, but on WhatsApp, 0868 104 106, pergola or pergola. Calls on the way.